CPR 33 for the week ending April 1st, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing. Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. Seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on and on, everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop, gotta catch my bus. I see my friends kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up.
Casting from my gun turret high atop Rancho Del Waldo, this is Uncle Waldo, and this is the Reverend Horton Heat.
shit away from your eye. You say it's nothing, you say it's a fly. I ask you what's wrong, you scream like a bedsheet. Well, baby, why you so mad at me? I ain't done nothing wrong. I ain't done nothing wrong. You've been acting kind of strange. You come home and rage. I've done nothing wrong.
Love, we wanna dance dancing lights spinning around.
My body sweating to the sound.
The body turns into a rain.
Thanks to the grooviest DJ.
Love it up. Today is Lara's wedding day. And wasted guests all say goodbye. And I'm sitting all alone with a broken heart and a glass of wine singing.
Thing. glue sewed a penguin at a ring. The whole wild jungle starts to clap for the king, while the penguin's busy juggling his jungle. Blood a spider gets, a red ice cube to hold. The whole wild jungle's crying, don't fence me in, when the penguin shakes his jungle fang.
Flip them off. It's Uncle Waldo.
Hey, how y'all doing out there, everybody? Gotta slip a little April Fool's joke on you. Hope I didn't lose half my audience. Hey, so it's kind of a sad week here at the Radio Ranch. You see, I lost my Uncle Joe last Monday after a long sickness, and I'm recording this show right before I head off to his funeral. Now, if you see this beer can on the show cover, well, that's my little homage to Joe. So if y'all don't mind, I'm just going to shut up for the rest of the show and just dump a ton of uninterrupted music on you. By the way, BTA, he'll pop in somewhere along the middle, you know, but as for me, I'm going to get ready to wish Joe a good trip to the other side. And do me all a favor, crack open a Budweiser and raise a toast to the Bud Man himself, Uncle Joe. I'll miss you, Joe. Enjoy the rest of the show. I'll catch up with you at the end.
Moving on, saying there's nothing wrong. Got to leave this place. rock you, make me rock till the hand of time. Quick beat, really rock you, give you rhythm till the hand of time. Baby, baby, if you love me, hear me plea, you leave me. Oh, baby, leave me. Would you leave me alone? Leave me. Oh, leave me, baby. Oh, leave me.
Thank you. ready for your savior and fix your business life. Cause you can't take that little
may appear to border on fantasy.
I can game in a big way.
When ignorance is converted into knowledge.
Bless you.
But.
Tonight, we care, and it shows.
The law.
You will listen and obey.
The country.
You will remember nothing you have seen or heard here.
She's a student, she's an infant. I'm a homemaker, so I don't get paid. He's a trucker, she's an actor. We're all fools and we all get played.
Paid.
you know there was a time on this land? Did you know there was a time on this land? Did you know there was a time on this land?
And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled for the sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming. I must find some way to keep Christmas from coming. For tomorrow, I know, all those schoolgirls and boys will wake bright and early. They'll rush for their toys and then, oh, the noise, oh, the noise, 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 noise. There's one thing I hate. All the noise, 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 noise.
time is it?
Hey there, Uncle Waldo. It's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with a sidecar of financial advice to go along with today's Molotov cocktail of outrage. But first, the outrage. Recently, Bernard von Nothaus, the founder and creator of the Liberty Dollar silver bullion coin and the man behind the 2008 Ron Paul one-ounce silver round, was convicted of counterfeiting despite the fact that his coins were clearly marked as Liberty Dollars and not legal tender. Nor were they similar in appearance to the crappy base metal junk that the U.S. Mint has been stamping out for decades. In a profound leap of hysterical logic, the prosecutor in the case referred to Nothaus's activities as intentionally undermining the legitimate currency of this country, going so far as to call it domestic terrorism. Nothaus remains free on bond, but the government is seeking forfeiture of $7 million in Liberty Dollar assets, mostly made up of silver bullion and other precious metals. In a typically bizarre case entitled something like U.S. versus $7 million worth of stuff. That's right, they charge the assets. And that's supposed to be some kind of due process, despite Nothaus having no standing in the case, and even if he did, he'd essentially have to prove he came by the proceeds legitimately, and the conviction probably won't help that cause. Speaking of legitimacy, as you well know, the U.S. government has been wheeling dollars into thin air far, far faster than they can even be printed. At the stroke of a few keys, trillions of dollars poured into financial markets a few years ago, and the taps have never really been turned off. That's undermining the currency by inflating it out of existence. So what are you going to do to protect your wealth and buying power? As Zimbabwe Ben Bernanke keeps the pedal of the inflation machine pegged firmly to the floor? Obviously, you can't buy any Liberty Dollars, and if you did, the government probably seized them. That's where so-called junk silver comes in. Back in the first half of the century, before the Neo-Keynesians succeeded in completely unmooring the U.S. financial system from any kind of rational basis of value, the mint coined money from actual silver. Coins minted before 1964 were made of roughly 90% silver. Mercury dimes, old quarters, half dollars, Morgan dollars, among others, are worth far more for their melt value than for any numismatic value, as most have been heavily circulated over the years, and that's why coin dealers refer to them as junk. You can buy these coins for a very small premium over the spot price of silver, and the U.S. government can't legally seize them because they're all actual U.S. currency minted by the government. But how do you know what they're worth? It's hard to stay on top of the silver price these days with its wild fluctuations, let alone remember all the different coins and their various weights and silver content ratios. Well, there's a solution in the form of a smartphone app. The Silver Calculator from Frontier Industry Labs does all that work for you. It's available in the Android marketplace and has an easy interface that does all the calculations for you, stays up to date on the very latest spot price so you know exactly what you're looking at when you go to make a purchase. If you have a Palm Pre or iPhone, this app should be available for you too soon, but there are other calculators from names like Kitco, among others. So campers, the message here is simple. The state is desperate. They're destroying the value of the dollar as fast as possible and bringing the hammer down on anyone who tries to compete with their failing monetary system. It's up to you to store your wealth ahead of the impending crash of the U.S. dollar, and silver is the best value right now for the average consumer. And junk silver is one of the best and most affordable ways to invest in it. It's very safe and easy. So download the app and go buy some of that junk today. It'll be a treasure once the treasury implodes.
Catholic.
Sony.
Tap on that girl.
Hey, she gave me CD.
Tap on that girl.
Tony Carboni.
With a tongue like a cow, she could make you go wild.
Vidi Vidi right away. And that's the way they go. Every day. Whenever their mamas take them to a show. The popcorn, please. There's nothing like a gathering girl with her hand in the box when she's on her knees.
She was on her knees, my little Catholic girl.
In a little white dress.
Catholic girls.
They never confess.
Catholic girls.
I got one for a cousin.
I love how they go. So send me a dozen.
Hey guys, Waldo here. Now people have asked me, why should I have my money in silver? The first problem with that statement is that they think the paper in their pocket is actually money. It's not. Gold and silver is actually money. That paper in your wallet just represents a mythical concept by your government making you think it's worth something. It's not. Times are tough, and that piece of paper buys less and less every day. In the meantime, it takes more and more of that worthless paper to purchase precious metals. The stockpiles of silver are dwindling, and there's talk that silver may soon become more precious than gold. Before that piece of paper becomes worthless, you need to start investing in silver now. The folks at Silver Saver have made it so simple, even I can do it. You can do it too, even for as little as $25 a week. Go to campgroundpirateradio.com page and click on the Silver Saver logo. You'll be glad you did.
Don't touch that dial. You don't know where it's been.
Campground Pirate Radio.
I knew exactly what I wanted. Everybody quiet. All right.
Just listen.
Nice girl, don't play with monsters. Nice girl, don't play with monsters.
to thank everyone for coming out today and checking us out. I want to say that I've been getting a lot of nice feedback over the new format and promise that I'll keep searching out the best rockabilly, psychabilly, punk, and hot rod surf for your dining and dancing pleasure. Do you want to hear your music on this show? Then drop me an MP3, WAV, or AIF file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Like I've always said, if I like it, I'll play it. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/campgroundpirateradiofans. And you can also follow at Uncle Waldo on Twitter. So as I mosey on off to the awesome Arizona sunset, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. See y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belong to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son. If your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? But those who choose to stay will live just one more day to do the things they should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, suspending in your emptiness, you feel you have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universe of minds has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. And as you cross the circle line, well, the eyes will greet behind. You're a rabbit on the run. And the silver splendors fly in the corner of your eye, shining in the setting sun. Well, do you ever get the feeling that the story's too damn real and in the present tense? All and everybody's on the stage, and it seems like you're the only person sitting in the audience. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
There's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.